School's out for the summer, but it's not too early to give your child the edge for the 2017-2018 school year. Our tutoring program for reading, writing, and math for grades kindergarten through 10th grade will be held on August 1st, 3rd, 8th, 10th, 15th, and 17th from 6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. To register your child, contact Community Outreach Coordinator Stephanie DaCosta at 215-885-2585, extension 304.
If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Said, I'm going to do something new. Why? Because you're over here in this kingdom. Let me tell you something. When you're in this kingdom, stuff happens. You got to flow with it. What activates the stuff over here? Words. What activates the stuff over there? Fear. Words. Fear. Words. Fear. Fearful words. What activates it over here? Words. Faith. Words. Faith. Faithful words. Both kingdoms are activated by words. Negative words. Positive words. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. In fact, in the Hebrew, that verse means that when you talk, you serve a person, either death or life. If a person is feeling miserable when you're finished talking to them, you've served them death. And the Bible says our words should be seasoned with salt and gracious always. That means when people leave believers, they ought to feel like going on. You become so used to having debt for so long that you don't think God will enable you to pay your house off in 5 years. You got so settled into a 30-year mortgage. And if you keep talking 30, that's how long it's gonna last, because you will have what you say. You in the kingdom now. In Genesis chapter 1, it says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now, Moses is writing this as a narrative from the Holy Spirit. And so he's writing it second person as a narrative. He's getting it from the first person, writing it to us, the third person. He says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and earth. Then he goes into telling you the earth was void and without form and all that. We don't want to get into the Scofieldian theories of how, you know, it became that way. That's irrelevant for this message. But then he says something that is super dynamic. He says, and God said. Now, the King James, in order to make the language structure complete, they say, and God said, let there be light. But in the Hebrew, it says, God said, light be. Now, all of you that are, you know, part of evolution, God bless you. I support evolution. But God is the evolutionator. And God is the terminator. So I do support the Big Bang Theory. The Big Bang Theory happened right here. And God said, light, bang. I'm going to show you the kingdom, right? You ready? I'm going to show you the kingdom. In verse 2, see the conjunction, and? All right, see the conjunction. The second one, the third one. The first one says, and the earth was without form, and it was void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And, capital A, that's improper, but and, okay? And the Spirit of God. See, once again, the King James translator doesn't do justice to it. He says, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. This is improper. The text in the Hebrew says, and the Spirit of God hovered. And the impression was that the Spirit waited for the command. Now, what would make him wait for a command? He knew the will of God. He knew that the chaotic state was not God's best. So he showed up and waited for a command to bring it to God's best. And since there was nobody else to talk, God talked. Light be, bang. But now, this is how you think. When light be came, you thought he was talking about the sun. But he wasn't, because it says later, he created the sun after the light. That means God can't do anything in dark. Step out of the night, come into the light. Woo! This is where you got to be like the Wizard of Oz. Come out of the dark and into the light. Why? Because I can't work in dark. Let there be light, light, boom, beep, boom, pop. He says, all right, now I need something to help grow stuff. Let me make a big ball of fire. And since these planets will be revolutionary, I gotta make something to rule the night. Let me make a moon. But I'm not giving the moon light. I'm gonna make the moon like my church. They'll have a light, but it reflects the sun. The moon reflects the S-U-N. You and I reflect the S-O-N. And just like that moon, we have full moon, like when you're really happy, half moon when you're partially disturbed, quarter crescent when the enemy is beating up on you, and no moon at all when you're just slipping into darkness. But what's so beautiful about it is that though the moon goes into phases, it will always come back to a full. So no matter if you down today, because the S-O-N has never lost his power, you might be going through today, but you coming out. Why? Because I'm doing a new thing. Ow! He said, can't you see it? Can't you see I'm doing a new thing? Now listen to this. Nothing in that Bible stands on the singular expression of the time. In other words, if it was done, it's to be repeated. That's why God gave you a Bible that only has 66 books. It's supposed to last you forever. That means you do the same things over and over again, just in different ways. Here's what that means. If the Spirit hovered over a planetary system that was in disarray, do you think he's not hovering over your broken life, waiting for you to energize him by a word? You waiting for God to speak. He's waiting for you to speak. Tell somebody, say it. You are supposed to speak yourself right back into normalcy. Don't say what the devil wants you to say. Say what God says. Take that sick situation and say, by his stripes, I'm healed. That gives the Holy Spirit something to work with. Take that negative situation and speak the power of God. That gives the Holy Spirit something to work with. Don't settle for what the world declares. You go to buy a car, and they tell you, oh, okay, we'll get you 7 years financing. And you walk out and say, whew, praise the Lord, 7 years. You walk out and say, God, we want to pay this off in three. So come on, Holy Ghost, help me. Spirit of God says, all right, that's what I was looking for, a kingdom mind. Let's blow their minds by paying it off in three. Let's change up things. Let's make things different. Let's be movers and shakers, innovators. Let's be kingdom people. Jesus has preached up on this mountain, and he preached this sermon with all these theological revolutionary things in it. Turn the other cheek, bless them that curse you, pray for them which despitefully use you. I mean, he just lays it all out, right? Gave us the 10 beautiful attitudes. We come out of that. He walks down the hill. When he reaches the bottom of the hill, some lepers come up and they say, if you will, make us clean. He said, I will. Touches them and they become clean. Off in the distance is a Roman soldier. Now, this particular man is a centurion. And in order for you to become a centurion, you have to pledge allegiance that Caesar is Lord. And you must say that there's only one God and that God is Caesar. Okay? And they take you into the temple of Isis and you sacrifice in the temple of Isis. So you become a person who's polytheistic. You worship many gods. But this man heard Jesus talk. Now, all he did was hear Jesus talk. But he had a servant that was at home. And he wanted Jesus to heal his servant. So he realized that there was something different about Jesus. What he saw about Jesus was that he was a man under authority. Now, that might not mean anything to the average person, but when you're in the military, you know that a person under authority has authority. Because there is no such thing as personal authority. In order to be effective, everybody, to be effective, must be under somebody. Now watch this. Jesus walks up and he says, Lord, violation number one, my servant is at home. He says, I'm telling you about the state of my servant. He's at home sick. Jesus said, I will come and heal him. He said, you don't have to. Now he ain't even in the kingdom. He's still a Roman man. He said, you don't have to. Because I heard you talk, and I've come to realize that you got something working. Jesus said, how you know? He said, because I got something working. I get my orders from the tribune, and the tribune gets his orders from the general, and the general gets his orders from Caesar. So by the time the order comes down to me, you're not violating me, you're violating Caesar. If you understood that when God puts a leader in position, you're not coming against that leader. You're coming against the God that sent the leader. And that's why stuff ain't working for you. How's that working for you lately? That man said, I have people under me. And when I tell them to go, they go. And when I tell them to come, they come. He said, you got authority. That means somebody's over you. He said, just speak the word. Jesus said, whoa. Bible said he was surprised. Caught him off guard. The text in the literal sense. Caught him off guard. He said, I never found faith like this in all of Israel. Listen to what he said. He said, go, man. Your servant is healed. He ain't even pray for him. Why? Because the man who wasn't even born again tapped into a kingdom principle. Now, it's a shame when sinners can tap into our principles and get what belongs to us. You still sitting around here talking about what you can't afford and what you don't have. You better shake yourself and start saying that Christ is my provider and I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me and all my need is met through Christ and there is a God working on my side and I don't need people to pay my bills and I don't need people to do for me. I've got a God who's taking care of me. As long as you continue to let people take care of you, God won't. If you are in the kingdom, you activate the power of God by the words that come out your mouth. If you are not connected, you will never realize the total blessing. I'm connected. I have an apostolic father because it's dangerous to be alone. Dangerous. Pride gets in you, ungodliness, arrogance. But faith is the substance of what you hope for.
For a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
5217P.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. The telecast can also be seen Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on WMCN TV 44. At 7:30 a.m. WMCN is available on Fios, Comcast, and broadcast television. To visit one of Bethel's Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church. A place where miracles still happen.
You are cordially invited to fellowship with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. to celebrate the 23rd church anniversary of Lighthouse Deliverance Gospel Church. This event takes place on Friday, August 4th at 7 p.m. Lighthouse of Deliverance Gospel Church is located at 365 Blackwood Clementon Road, Lindenwald, New Jersey, 08021. For further details, visit our website, BethelDeliverance.org.